Ready?
From Shishir Katote, pursuing a career that involves investments in stock market. This is unedited. I'm pursuing a career. I am presently pestered by a question that is answered in different ways by different, making conundrum more complex. I want to know if I'm pursuing a career that involves investment in stocks. Will my income be counted under an income that has come out of gambling? I'm studying the scripts for days and nights, and only after that I come to a decision whether to buy or sell. What is gambling in the stock market? In finance, gambling can be labeled as a trade done under somebody else's recommendation or without studying the script before you enter it. My friend once went to a casino in Singapore. He started putting money there and started earning regularly. After a few days, he was banned from entering the casino. The reason was he was claimed to be studying the whole game and then entering it. They said, you can only gamble here, but you can't study. The casino demands that you only gamble here. Studying before putting money is not allowed. It is quite clear that anything that takes sweat and toil can't be labeled as gambling. Are the people doing MBA in finance or the financial analyst gamblers? It's very easy to say yes for a person who doesn't have an inkling of what finance is, but ask the person who is striving to make his bread and butter out of it. Well, I've answered this previously, these questions. And I did have some considerable discussion with one godbrother of mine who's even written a whole book about how to make money on the stock market and on futures and all this kind of thing. Although futures seems to be antisocial, actually. It's because it upsets the whole agricultural market. I mean, I'm not an expert, that this is what I've heard. The point that this godbrother of mine made is that in one sense any business is gambling, or many, you could say many businesses are gambling, just like if you bring out a new make of car, it's a gamble whether it'll sell well or not. If you bring out a movie, it's a gamble whether it'll break even, make money or flop. So many businesses, they could be considered to be speculative, but there, as I've said before, there are people who spend their whole life making money on the stock exchange. Of course, they can go bust any time, but that's true of any business. So is this stock market business acceptable or not? Well, at one level, actually, I've answered all this before. I've said all these things before. Just like I gave this example. One devotee told me that he told Prabhupada that he was a man in Hyderabad. He came to Srila Prabhupada and said that I'm doing toddy business. Toddy is a kind of alcohol meant for drinking, becoming intoxicated. But he said, after listening to your lectures, I understand that it's wrong. And Srila Prabhupada said, well, you're a grihastha, you have to do something. So Srila Prabhupada didn't discourage him from doing that, even though he was ready to give it up. So all these business, stocks and shares, banking, they're all, they all fuel the modern demoniac society. But as long as we are in this world, we have to do something. If you're doing something and you can maintain your family, you can do that. Give to Krishna, better to get out of this materialistic society and live a simple, natural life. That was Srila Prabhupada's vision for Varnashram. Many devotees, I've seen, or non-devotees also, I know they've invested in the stock market and just lost money. Many like that. And there are others who, like you say, who study, then they do it, then they make their investment. So in this way they go on throughout their life. Most of them don't become, from what I've seen, men, they don't become very rich, but they, you could say, live comfortably. So it may be different for different people. What, for one person, what is done without knowledge, without proper knowledge, just with the idea, I'm going to get rich quick in an easy way, that may be gambling. If someone has studied the stock market very carefully, then only makes investments, that might not be gambling of the same order. You could say it's also gambling, but not of the same order. Real business means to, in the Vedic sense, is to, or traditional sense, is to trade in something that's actually useful for people. To produce grains, cloth, ornaments, things that are actually useful, and to trade in that. Ghee, items like this. So the whole modern society is very contaminated, the whole financial system is contaminated by lust and greed and exploitation. I'm just reading a very interesting book by my godbrother Dhaneshwar Prabhu called Spiritual Economics from the Bhagavad Gita. So you could read that and then decide. But just to answer the question simply, if you're doing it and you're steadily doing it, in a relatively unspeculative manner, and you're not using all the money simply for yourself, but you donate to Krishna, then you could continue doing that. Someone else might not be recommended to do it. For someone else who doesn't have the background, the financial training and all this, it's better not to. You're more likely to lose. Okay, next one.
So I listened to this.
Yeah.
Damodar Prabhu was asking me, I mean, we were discussing on this bus, and he said that in most of the times these casinos, they have the people coming to gamble there, and you know, they gamble, they themselves gamble, but the owners of the casinos who run the casinos, they themselves are, you know, providing the facility for to gamble, but they are not directly involving because they always make profit. Then there is no loss. So is it that they are not gambling the casino?
Is the owner of a casino not gambling? Because just like roulette is set up that the owner of the casino is going to win more times than the visitors do. So it looks like they're set up for, they're not actually gambling in the sense that, according to the way it's set up, they're going to make a profit and not a loss. So you could say they're not gambling, yeah, but they're facilitating it, so definitely that's falls within the broad definition of the sinful activity of gambling. To own a casino is not recommended for devotees of Krishna, not recommended for anyone.
Similarly, in stock market also, they have these the middle person who, you know, offers this facility of to gamble. And
what is that? The brokers.
The brokers, yeah.
So what do they do exactly? I'm not much familiar with all of this.
There are two kinds of investment in stock market. One is you have it just pure gambling, and another is you invest as you are giving money to a company, and company, you know, invest its projects.
Well, that's a very standard thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
You buy Reliance shares or something like this.
So this,
like an established company like Reliance. Of course, they can also go under, but they're not. They're an established company. They're not so likely to go under.
So these brokers, they offer both things. If you want to gamble, you invest something in something, some shares, which you're not actually. They are giving that money to the company, but they're just. It's gambling that if the prices goes up, at the end of the day, you get something, otherwise you lose. So it's a one-day trading, they call.
One-day trading?
Yeah, it's a one-day trading, a week trading, a month trading, like that. And it's pure gambling.
That's pure gambling, yeah. Is it? According to your analysis of it.
Yeah, I had studied a little bit because some of my relatives are very much into it. And they had this business of brokers. They were brokers of share markets. So they earned lots of money within a few years. Lots of money. They made lots of money just by this kind of gambling. They all lose because they had facilitated gambling for their customers. But for them, there is no lose because they are not investing themselves.
The broker in the gambling business, the stock market gambling business, makes lots of money. Well, I would say if you're not already doing it, why get into it? Earn a living in a relatively clean way. That's also what you have described, that broker. It's a kind of cheating of people also. Of course, they want to be cheated. People who go to gambling casinos, from what I understand, it's not that they're so much thinking of how they're trying to make money, but it's just some kind of fun to throw your money away. Prestigious fun. If they're actually thinking of how to make money, maybe one of the last places you go is a gambling casino, where you know that the great majority of people who go in there, they come out with less money than they went in with. And even if they come out with more, then they'll come back and spoil it all later. So there is a difference between direct gambling, like in a casino or lottery, or in England they have the pools, the football pools. You bet on the football results. Where there's a high level of chance involved, and regular dealing in the stocks and shares. We just discussed recently about foreign exchange rates, but that's also very, what's the word for that? It's very liquid and unpredictable and going up and down all the time. It's the idea is that it goes up, 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 and then you just have to cut out before it crashes down like this. So it's high stress. Why put yourself under such high stress anyway? But better, the devotees, they live on the land, produce their own food, or produce something like cow products. I mean, it's all this discussion is something like, it's something like discussing is it acceptable to, is brown stool better than yellow stool? Something like this. Or when the stool is dry, it's not so bad because it doesn't smell so much. all this stocks and shares, and it's all coming out of a demoniac financial system in which you're making money without actually contributing anything of it. You're not producing anything, you're not providing anything. Well, you could say, well, you're financing the company and this and that, but the stocks, people are doing stocks and shares, it's mostly just like that, just expertise in a system to take advantage of it. What's their contribution to human society? It's not a very noble profession. So if you're already doing it, well, you can do it. But if you're not, then better to... If our grihasthas can follow this, like Srila Prabhupada said, to produce, live on the land, produce their own food, make products from cow urine and this kind of thing, weaving, pottery, all this is much more desirable than all these other things. But again, Srila Prabhupada was pragmatic and he didn't expect that everyone will change what they're doing immediately. Yeah. So...